Starting off that second set of music was a band now known as the Bolton Iron Maiden. That was Cracked Path, originally recorded in 1972, unreleased at the time, another one reissued by the Summer label just about a month ago. One of many, many bands that have gone under the Iron Maiden moniker, but of course there's only one very, very famous Iron Maiden, which is the band that everybody associates with under that moniker. So now they're known as the Bolton Iron Maiden, just as a point of distinction, as they are from Bolton, UK, and all of their recorded material went unreleased during their existence from 1970 to 1976. And that's just about it for the Hard Stuff program this week. Thanks so much for joining me. I have one more for you before we call it a night, but before we get to that, your second of two weekly reminders. This time I want to remind you to keep your streams locked in for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup, which continues on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash taking you to the 9 o'clock hour. And then following Strong Style at 9 p.m., it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. One last thing before we get to the final song tonight, I am filling in for Terry T this Friday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. on the Hooligan program. So won't you join me there for that, especially if you want to hear something a little bit different than what I normally spin here on Hard Stuff. Once again, Friday, August 22nd, 6 p.m., filling in for the Hooligan program right here on Rock and Soul Radio. I am right now off to see The Who at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey on their farewell tour. So as I'm off to see them, I'm going to leave you with one from The Who. Here's one from the greatest live record ever recorded. Here's one from Live at Leeds, their version of the Johnny Kidd and the Pirates tune, Shaken All Over. Once again, this has been the Hard Stuff program. I've been Frank in Queens. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, for another installment of the program. If I don't see you on Friday first for the Hooligan fill-in, until then, have a great rest of the week. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you soon.
the hits just keep on coming.
say goodbye. It's all gone in the blink of an eye. Take my hand, hold me tight. Let's skip town and run the night.
Welcome back to the Headbangers Ball. Ricky Rackman here. Now, I don't know that much about how the industry charts and stuff like that work, but as far as street buzz goes, I can tell you honestly, I have never heard of a band getting a bigger buzz quicker than this band, and I'm not saying it seriously because they're here. I'd like to welcome Chris and Kurt of the band Nirvana.
Vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station. What is rock and roll?
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Let's get right into what you heard in that first set of rock and roll. Starting at the very top, we heard the band Ultra Light and their song Clocking Out from the new Ultra Lights EP. They hail from Atlanta, Georgia. Last week, frontman John Robinson was interviewed on Fringe Factory Radio, hosted by Vicky V right here on Rock and Soul Radio. If you missed that, go check it out in the archives. It was a great interview by Vicky V with John Robinson from Ultralights. Very cool stuff. After that, we heard brand new music from the Philadelphia garage rock band, The Outsect. They have an upcoming new full-length record coming out called Primitive Sound that will drop on September 26th. The song you heard was Hopped Up. That album will be out on Outro Records. The Outsect will be playing at Otto's Shrunken Head, a free show at Otto's down in the Village here in New York City on August 30th. And they'll be doing a big record release show on September 26th down at the Ruba Club in Philadelphia with Old Lady and Auto Center. After The Outsect, we heard Sick Thoughts and the track Another Piece of Plastic, brand new stuff from them, just dropped last week. We then heard from the band Motorbike and one of my favorite records so far of 2025, Kick It Over. We heard the track Afraid of Guns that is out on Feel It Records. We then heard Nirvana and their cover of the Vaseline song Son of a Gun, which was recorded during a BBC radio session in 1990 and originally released in January 92 on the Hormoning EP and later on Incesticide. We then heard OC's and the song Dead Man's Gun, taken from the album A Weird Exits from 2016. Beastie Boys gave us the classic Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. I've been in a major Beastie Boys mode lately. That, of course, was taken from Paul's Boutique, 1989. And we finished up that first set of music with The Clash, Tommy Gunn, a live version from their infamous Shea Stadium shows, opening for The Who back in 1982. One note I wanted to mention before we start set number two, Frank in Queens, the man you heard before this show with his always killer show Hard Stuff. He's in a band called Movie Movie, and they will be playing this Saturday night, August 23rd, in New York City at Berlin Under A, along with the Tommy Crystal and Flavor, along with DJ Crystal Blue. That's this Saturday. If you're in the New York City area, come on out to Berlin, see Frank in Queens and the band Movie Movie. Kicking off set number two in tonight's show, brand new music from the Black Crowes. It's a cover from a man named Kevin Kinney, and it's a compilation album, Let's Go Dancing, the songs of Kinney Kinney, and this is their cover version of the song Acceleration.
Yeah! You guys, this project is called Rock Band. I'm talking about bands that rock. Led Zeppelin. Don't tell me you guys have never gotten the lead out. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant. Ring any bells?
We'll be right back.
new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I'm Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's discuss what you heard in that second set of rock and roll. I'll start at the very top. We heard the Black Crowes, the song Acceleration, a brand new release by them that just dropped on Friday. Just happened to see it as I was putting this show together. It was a song that was written by a man named Kevin Kinney, who is the front man of the Atlanta-based rock and roll band Drivin' and Cryin'. And I believe there's some sort of compilation, tribute album entitled Let's Go Dancing, the Songs of Kevin Kinney. Although this seems to be a standalone release. But the band Drivin' and Cryin' were a big influence on the Black Crowes in the mid to late 80s in the Atlanta music scene. I don't know much about them other than that. Never heard the original version, but that version the Crowes did was actually pretty great. I thought much harder than their usual stuff. I was in the Crowes mood after hearing that, so I played another Black Crowes song, Sting Me, track one from the Southern Harmony and Musical Companion, the album that many fans consider to be their masterpiece. Came out in 1992. Hit number one on the Billboard Top 200 charts. And yes, in my opinion, definitely their best record. The Crowes have been touring pretty consistently over the past year or so. They just played the Music Fest out in Bethlehem, PA, about a week or so ago. And after the Black Crowes, we heard from their heroes, the Rolling Stones. Can't You Hear Me Knocking? From Sticky Fingers, 1971. Now, it's said that the epic five-minute jam, which you hear in the final 5 minutes of the song, was captured in one take and that the band didn't know the tape machine was even still rolling. I always thought that was a little suspect just because that jam is so perfect and it flows so perfectly. But in 1970, when this was recorded, the Rolling Stones were arguably at their peak, and I guess the stars aligned and it was all done in one take. Just a phenomenal song, phenomenal jam. Never can get enough of that. After the Rolling Stones, we heard the Joe Perry Project, title track from the debut solo record of Joe Perry, Let the Music Do the Talking, from 1980, recorded at the Hit Factory in New York City. And the reason I played that was because this Saturday night, I'll be seeing the Joe Perry Project on the final night of their special 8-city run at the Capitol Theater up in Port Chester, New York. Joe Perry assembled a band for this tour consisting of Brad Whitford from Aerosmith, second guitar player, Robert DeLeo, bass player from Stone Temple Pilots, and Chris Robinson from the aforementioned Black Crowes on vocals. Eric Kretz, the drummer of Stone Temple Pilots, also was supposed to be there, but I believe he had an emergency and will not be playing, unfortunately. But very cool band, and I can't wait to see what they play on Saturday night. I'm expecting a mix of, obviously, Joe Perry Project songs, Aerosmith, probably some Black Crowes stuff. But after Joe Perry Project, I finished up that set with Led Zeppelin 4 Sticks from Zeppelin 4, otherwise known as Zoso, 1971. I finally watched the Becoming Led Zeppelin doc on Netflix. I really wanted to catch that in the theater when it was originally out, but I did catch that doc a few weeks ago, and it's obviously great. Really cool footage. You even hear from John Bonham, who you never hear from. They dug up some pretty great sound bites from him. But I wish that doc did go through Zeppelin 4. It stops at Zeppelin 2. And to me, Zeppelin 4 is the best. So hopefully there's another documentary in the works, because they can do a whole doc just on the recording of Zep 4 and everything surrounding that. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next. And make sure you keep your digital tuners locked to Rock and Soul Stream, because after Strong Style, you got Mike Sinn and Matt Clark, who take over at 9 p.m. for their always excellent show, What's Happening, from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Always a blast to chat with you in the live AccuChat. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I will see you guys throughout the week in all the various chats of all the various shows, all the excellent shows here on Rock and Soul Stream. Until next Tuesday, adios.
The right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
nobody understands me!
What are you, stupid? Of course nobody understands you! Nobody can ever understand you!
The only one who can take care of you and understand you is you, yourself.
So you must take care of yourself.
But I still don't understand myself! I don't even know what it is that makes me myself! How can I love myself?
You are still unstable. That is, the present you.
And the people around the present you.
And the environment that surrounds the present you. None of these elements of reality last forever.
Time continues to flow, and time brings change.
Your world is in a state of constant change. You're capable of change anytime your mind perceives these changes. Zankoku na tenshi no yoni shōnen yoshi wa inai.
Aoi kaze ga ima moreru doa wo tatsaite o watashi dake wo tadami.
Ooh.